Okay, we were doing the Ketzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim, the 62nd chapter, and we're skipping the fourth halacha. It's too detailed. We'll go on to the fifth halacha. A person starts davening, and he forgets it's Shabbos. And he starts, and he says the word Atah, and he's about to say Atah Chonen. He's about to say the Shabbos, the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, and then he remembers Shabbos. So if it's Mairiv or Mincha, which begin with the words Ata, right? Yeah, the Ma'ariv and Mincha blessing start with Ata. In toto, so then you can't tell that he really started with the wrong word. And we had said that if he starts a blessing, he should finish it. If he starts a blessing from the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, he should finish it and then switch to the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. So he said the word Atah. Now the word Atah could be the beginning of the weekday blessing or the beginning of the Shabbos blessing if he is davening Ma'ariv or Mincha. So then he should continue the Shabbos blessing. We don't say finish the blessing of Atah Chonen because that's what you really intended to do. You said Atah and you meant to say Atah Chonen because that's not noticeable. But let's say it's Shachris where you don't begin with Atah. You start the Shachris starts with Yismach Moshe Matnat Chelko, right? So then, once you said the word Atah, then you finish the weekday blessing, and then you go back to the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. Let's say you knew it was Shabbos. You know you're wearing your talis, everyone knows it's Shabbos, but you didn't mean to start a Shabbos, you didn't mean to start a weekday Shemoneh Esrei, but you, by force of habit, you didn't look into the Siddur. And then you stop. Wait a second. So if it's Ma'ariv or Mincha, so then there's no problem, obviously. But even if it's Shachris, you don't have to finish it because you knew it was Shabbos. You didn't mean to start a weekday davening. It's not like a guy who stands up to Shemoneh Esrei and he has no clue what day it is and he starts and he might as well say the weekday. You knew it was Shabbos. You didn't mean to start the weekday. You just weren't focused enough. So here he says you can go back and continue the Shabbos prayer because you didn't mean to say a weekday Shemoneh Esrei. It's not that you started the weekday blessing because you forgot what day it was. What happens if you daven the weekday Shemoneh Esrei and you finished? And as you're finishing Sim Shalom, you look around and you realize Shabbos. Now, if you didn't finish, if you didn't take the three steps back, you start with the Shabbos part of the Shemoneh Esrei. Yismach Moshe, Atah V'chartanu, yeah? What happens, if you took your three steps back, then you have to start the whole Shemoneh Esrei again. What happens if a person finishes Shemoneh Esrei, and he stands there and he says to himself, what did I just say? Did I do this or not? He doesn't remember. It's like, did I say the weekday or Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei? So then, we say, you don't go back. Our assumption is, you know it was Shabbos, you said the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. Now, if you really think you know you said the weekday, say you said the weekday, okay? We have a rule. When you miss a davening, so unless you just decided, I'm not davening, Marv, I decided. I'm not doing this. I remember once I walked out of the machon once after the Friday night davening and I meet someone and I say, ooh, where'd you daven tonight? And he says, no, I didn't daven tonight. Tonight I decided I'm not davening. Okay, part of his tshuva process. So what happens if the next morning he's holding where he is davening? So he can't make up the Ma'ariv prayer. When a person says, I don't feel like it, I'm not davening, so then he can't make up that prayer. But if he forgot to pray, you know, he slept late, and then when he woke up, everyone was walking down to the evening meal. So he says, I'll daven after the evening meal. And then he forgets. Everyone after the meal goes out to the Onik Shabbos. They go to sleep. He doesn't remember. The next morning he says, wait a second, I didn't daven last night. So then, even though it was a mistake, he could have done it. But even if for a mistake, we say, you daven the next blessing twice. This is true on a weekday. This is true on Shabbos as well. Even though technically the Shabbos morning Shemoneh Esrei is different than the evening Shemoneh Esrei, doesn't matter. We say you always make it up. Now, what happens if you missed mincha? Show up to shul. You missed mincha Friday afternoon. So you daven the Shabbos Maariv twice. What happens if you missed mincha on Shabbos? So then when you're going to daven Maariv on Matzei Shabbos, you're making up the Shabbos prayer, but you're going to say a weekday prayer twice. That's okay. The first prayer is always the prayer that you're obligated. So the first prayer is going to be Maariv. That's where you say Havdalah, Atachon Antanu. And the second prayer is where you make up the previous one. So you don't have to stick in the Atachon Antanu there, right? You said it in the first one.
So what do we say? We say
that whenever you make up the prayer, so first you pray the prayer that's relevant then, and then you repeat that very same prayer. If it's on Shabbos, you do the Shabbos one. If it's on Matzah Shabbos, you do the Matzah Shabbos. The only thing is, you will not add the Atachon Antanu, because that's Avdallah. Once you said it in the first one, Esrei, there's no reason to say it a second time.
So if it's morning, you decide you're too tired to get up, that counts as deciding you're not going to do it, and you can't make it up?
No, because usually it's like, you mean to get up, you'd like to get up, you expect to get up, or you don't have koch to get up. It's rare that it's like, you purposely didn't daven. Usually a person says, I'll get up in 5 minutes, and he ends up sleeping an hour. You know, if a guy's just, I don't have koch for this, I'm going to sleep in today. So there you have a good question. But usually it's not exactly like that. You say, I'll catch the last 5 minutes. I'll get it. So then we say you could daven twice. But if a person just said, I don't have koch for this, I'm going back to sleep, then I'm not sure he could daven twice. I'm not sure he could make that up.
What if he was like, literally in a state of like falling asleep or something, like actually like a day, like there was a time, you know, before when I actually got there and I fell asleep during standing up or something, like, so I really shouldn't like have a precedence for not really being able to daven right now.
Okay, if that's his reasoning, if a person says, you know, if I go to shul, I'll end up sleeping through Shmoneh Esrei, so I'll sleep now. So he feels like that he can't have the minimal focus in order to daven Shmoneh Esrei, right? So then that's okay, that he'll daven too. I'm not sure his reasoning is right, but nonetheless, yeah. Sometimes you have a soldier who comes back after 48 hours that they've been up straight. Sometimes they go out and they're deployed and they're working for 48 hours, they don't sleep. And they come back and there's no way they could focus on a davening. They could barely see straight. So then sometimes they'll tell you, I can't focus on it. Okay, you can't. There's no point in saying the words if you're not going to have any kavanah. And then he would daven to the next time, right? That happens. Yeah. Sometimes the soldier makes it to Friday night davening, but when he goes to sleep Friday night, he wakes up at 2 in the afternoon. So he's not, he couldn't. What can you do? Or no one woke him or whatever. Or he didn't feel like he'd be able to focus the minimal kavanah. He couldn't even think what the words mean as he's saying it. Okay.